you're going to be honest with yourself. If you're here, I don't need to know the detail. You may not know my detail, but ain't no shame in my game. I'm going through some storm right now. But I know I got a feeling everything will be all right. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. If you're that man, if you're that woman, say, Pastor, pray with me. I want you to humble yourself. Find your way to the altar right now. Hallelujah. Somebody's hand standing next to you. The Bible says, if two shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done of our Father, especially those of us on this planet Earth. I just want to stay in agreement with you. I wish I can tell you that every day is rosy in my life, but I'll be lying. But I humbly disclose to you, I've been through some storms. I'm still in a storm. The same God that brought me out before, he can bring me out again. You've been through some storm. The same God that brought you out back then is still your God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to grow up in the Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to mature in Christ. Even when you allow storms to rage in our life, oh, it's good to know it's never meant to kill us. It's never meant to destroy us. Lord, I thank you today that you have something good to come out of this. Father, I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice, especially my brothers and my sister before the altar. We come against the enemy of our soul this morning, and we decree and declare, it shall be well with our health. It shall be well with our wealth. It shall be well with our situation. It shall be well with our loved ones. It shall be well with our children. It shall be well with our brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the protection of the Most High. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement with one another. Everything the devil meant for evil, Lord, we pray for a turnaround this morning. Lord, we pray that you will give us a testimony. Peter was going down, but you, oh God, you rescue him. The Bible said you rescue him safely, and the wind ceased. Father, we decree and declare today, whatever storm is raging in our life, we call for a calm. We pray, oh God, that every wind will cease, every storm will cease, every trouble will be over. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the healing that is taking place right now. I thank you for deliverance from every attack of the enemy. Thank you for bringing us out of that difficulty. I stand in agreement with my brothers and my sisters, and I thank you that you will give us a testimony. When this is all over, we'll be able to sing again. We'll be able to tell the whole world we serve a good God. We'll be able to tell the whole world, look at me, I'm a miracle. Thank you for healing. Thank you for provision. Thank you for working things out. Thank you for blessings. thank you for miracles in our life. It is so. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. If you're in agreement, shout amen. Amen. Now, if you receive it in your spirit, be in agreement with me. Open your mouth, give God your loudest amen. Amen. It is so.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church. Church.
I look back over my life and I think things over. I can truly say that I am blessed. If there are three people here that don't mind testifying that I know that I'm blessed, the next fight that I get in, I don't have to worry, I don't have to fret. Because the God that I serve hasn't failed me yet. Is there anybody here? God has picked you up. Be not dismayed for whatever may be tied. God will take care of you. Won't he take care of you? If you know he'll take care of you, stand on your feet. Wave your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! Through the many dangers God has brought you through. You've had to cry sometimes, but God brought you through it. You had to bow your head sometimes, but God brought you through it. You had to throw up your hands, but God brought you through it. Sometimes you were up, but God brought you through it. Sometimes you were down, but God brought you through it. Is there anybody here that don't mind testifying? Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, I've been through it, but God brought me through. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm happy. I don't know about you, I'm filled with joy. Because I know what God has brought us through. Ooh, I will trust in the Lord. Today, anybody here to trust me?
As your Lord and Savior today. Church family to grow with me. Come on. Come on. It doesn't matter your faults. It doesn't matter your flaws. Listen, it doesn't matter. We just want you to come and grow. Come on. If you don't want to go up by yourself, raise your hand and I'll come get you. I'll walk with you. I'll get you. You ought to go to praising. Come on here, baby. Somebody say amen. Heidi kept hanging around the word of the Lord. And the word of God does two things. It'll either draw you or it'll run you off. The Lord has brought this young lady to us. I want you to look, Christian Love, I want you to behold, because when you pray, God doesn't put a color on your prayers. He does not put a color on your prayers. And I thank God for you, Sister Heidi. He died, he rose, and that he will come back again. She believes that, and she wants to become a member of Christian Love Baptist Church through Christian experience. Would you say amen? Would you say amen, saints? Now all of the saints, say amen. God bless you. God keep you. God keep you. Keep standing, Sister Heidi. We have our women's ministry here. This is the president right here. And she had these ladies. Let me tell you. They do this, all of these ladies, they do this, come this way, and see, look in the back of them. All of those ladies, they do that because they want you to know that you're not alone. Amen. That this walk that you have is not alone. Now look out there, there's some more ladies, and some men, there's some men and women. We all let you know that you're not alone. That you're not alone. God has given you other brothers, other sisters, other mothers. God has given you so much, so much. And you know what we want to do? We just want to enjoy you. We want to enjoy you. We want to show you love. May God bless you. I need you here for 4 Sundays at 9:30. I need you right there so that we can go through your orientation, all right? God bless you. God keep you. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You just walk over there for me. Now, y'all been telling me God ain't good. Come on now, talk back to me if you can. Who tied your shoes? Who put on your clothes this morning? Did you eat breakfast? Did you feed yourself? Y'all mean to tell me God ain't good? Somebody said, well, I don't see God doing now what he did back then. Just take a look. There were good things. Now, I want to tell you something. God did what he did for you because he has a planned purpose for your life. You the one I've been talking to. You it. You are, God has a prepared path for your life. Don't get off of the path that you're on now. And I want you to know that there are so many young ladies out there depending on you to make it. Are you with me yet? They're depending on you to make it. You see, the more you make it, the more you're going to encourage them. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. I know you wasn't shot in the middle of your back or in the lower part of your back for singing too loud in the choir. Y'all not with me yet. I know that. Nobody shoot you in the middle of the back, in the back of the back for just singing too loud in the choir. Obviously, there was something that was going on, but God delivered you from that. Now go and show the world and tell the world what good things. And sometimes it's not all talk. Get in there with them women. Get in there with them. Get in there with them. Get in there with these other women. Because these other women are going through what you've been through. They don't look like they dressed up. They got their hair done. They have their nails done. We all walk around with a false facade. We live in a world of masquerade. But I want to tell you something. They're going through some stuff. And they need to know what good things God is doing. Miss Julia. Miss Joanne wants prayer for her family. They moved back into their home. They had a tragedy a few years ago in their home, and so they moved out. But she's asking for prayer as they, her and her husband, move back in. Remember we talked today? What did we say God will do? He'll bring you back. Won't he bring you back? If you find favor with him, won't he bring, I need some people that will testify, won't he bring you back? This young lady wants prayer for her and her family as God brings them back. And we're going to pray for her when we pray for these other sisters. This sister here. This sister here wants prayer for us to talk to God for. Let me tell you what intercession means. Intercession means that you stand between her and God. Let me give you intercession. Anybody here ever been to court or ever seen court? Well, your lawyer is the intercessor. He steps into the judge and says, Your Honor, now I know my client is wrong. However, my client is a burglar. My client is a money launderer. My client is a philanderer. But my client is not guilty. Are you with me yet? My client is a murderer, money launderer, but my client is not a rapist. Are you with me yet? That's what Jesus does. Jesus stands as an intercessor to us and say, yes, they wrong. Yes, they committed adultery, they lied, they stolen, they cheated. They've been lackadaisical, they've been lazy. However, Father, when you look at them again, see my blood. See my blood. And so this sister is asking that we stand in the gap for her, that we be the righteous now. We stand in the gap and ask God for to help her. Now, a lot of times, if you've never been addicted, if you've never been drug addicted, you don't know what it's like, and it's tough. Only God can deliver you from drugs. I know they say, well, they got counselors, they have methods, and that's right. But to completely be delivered, to be whole, only God can do that. And this sister is asking for a power much higher than AA. She's asking. She's asking. And I pray that you'll be so kind as to have a little talk with Jesus. Would you do that? Won't he make things right when you go and have a little talk with him? Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about her pride. He'll hear you. Y'all not with me yet. Y'all not with me yet. Have a little talk with him. Have a little talk with him. Have a little talk with him. You see, those ladies standing up there has a past. Y'all not with him. y'all see them where they are now, but you don't know where they came from. There are some people that see you now, but they don't know your story. Do I have any believers in the house? Now, Father, we're asking now. We're standing in the need. We're standing in the gap for this sister. Lord, she's come admitting that she's weak. But now, Lord, we're asking that you would give her strength to say no. We're asking that you would give her the strength to take the exits that you have provided for her in life. We know that it's not easy. But now, Lord, would you just help her? We know that only you can help her, and she needs your help. You will not turn her down. We know that. Oh, Lord, help her, Jesus. Help her to deliver her from this addiction. I ask that you do with her what you did with us. Take the taste. Take the demon out of her mouth, out of her body, out of her spirit now in the name of Jesus. You did it for Mary Magdalene. Surely you'll do it for this sister. And make her a vessel for you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Everybody shout victory. God bless you. Let us prepare to leave.
here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 35